Welcome to the audio tour for the Satellite Disability Pride Art Exhibition at Gift of Life, Michigan. This audio tour moves from the front entrance in the grand hallway, which would be north facing, toward the south part of the hallway. If you're viewing the artwork face on, this would be from left to right. Feel free to pause this audio tour at any time to spend more time with the work. Krista Kohler. I've loved doing things with my hands since I was very young. As I got older, I got more into intensive and detailed processes. The creative process drives me because I like tactile techniques and learn better kinetically. I've always been good with my hands. If there's ever something that needs a dexterous touch, my mom says, "Oh, Krista can do that." I've done seed beads, loom, embroidery, sewing, costume design and fabrication, origami, painting, Zentangles, watercolors, and so much more. I take a lot of various art classes, whatever I can get to. Sometimes I have to go back and redo aspects of my work. Mostly, I like to create and make my own designs. Paint Pour 6, Krista Kohler, Acrylic on Canvas, 2026. Image description. Swirls of paint starting in the center and moving toward the edges of the canvas. Black background. Layers of predominantly gold with pink, white, purple, and orange. Paint Pour 3, Krista Kohler, Acrylic on Canvas, 2026. Image description. Downward flowing forms of paint, slightly muted layers of blue, red, green, yellow, dark gray, and orange. Paint Pour 2, Krista Kohler, Acrylic on Canvas, 2026. Image description. Swirls of paint starting in the center and moving toward the edges of the canvas. Layers of predominantly pink with yellow, green, and orange. Paint Pour 1, Krista Kohler, Acrylic on Canvas, 2026. Image description. Downward flowing forms of paint, vibrant layers of blue, red, green, yellow, dark gray, and orange. Paint Pour 5, Krista Kohler, Acrylic on Canvas, 2026. Image description. Swirls of paint starting in the center and moving toward the edges of the canvas. Layers are predominantly pink with yellow, blue, and magenta. Paint Pour 4, Krista Kohler, Acrylic on Canvas, 2026. Image description. Swirls of paint starting at the top right and moving toward the edge of the canvas. Layers are predominantly orange with yellow, red, and green. Megan Braun. Megan Braun is a vibrant mixed-media artist whose journey back into art began in 2020 during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. I've always loved art, but I hadn't been creative for a long time, she reflects. Virtual art classes gave her a vital way to connect with others during a time when her usual social opportunities had paused. Since then, she has exhibited widely, launched her artist website, and recently graduated with an associate's degree in fine art. Megan works across varied materials and styles, embracing unintentional elements, arising from a disability affecting her hands, as part of each piece. The final result is usually different from the original plan, she says, reflecting her belief in art as living disability advocacy. She demonstrates flexibility, resilience, and inclusion, serving as a visible role model for disabled community members. Her journey shows that artistry is enriched by disability, inspiring others to explore their talents, take creative risks, and share their voices. Bright Day, Megan Braun, Acrylic on Paper. Image description, blue background, a bright yellow flower with red accent marks and a dark brown and purple center. Taking Flight, Megan Braun, Acrylic on Paper. Image description, light blue and orange background, layers of pink brushstrokes on the bottom right and left. In the center, singular blue brushstrokes. Under the Sea, Megan Braun, Acrylic on Paper. Image description, green and blue background, yellow, blue, pink, purple, red, and orange branch-like lines radiating from the bottom center and moving toward the top of the composition. 3D Tree, Megan Braun, Acrylic on Paper. Image description. Black, raised linework tree, where the lines intersect, multicolored filling, including red, blue, yellow, green, orange, and purple. Happy Day, Megan Braun, Acrylic on Paper. Image description. Yellow background. Teardrop-shaped brushstrokes in orange, blue, violet, mint, and red, flowing toward the top right of the composition. Multi-swirl, Megan Braun, Acrylic on Paper. Image description. Blue, green, purple, and orange spiral brushstrokes swirling out from the center and the right side of the composition. Neurographic Series, Piece 25. Megan Braun, Marker on Paper. Image description. curvilinear black lines intersect across the composition. Where they form organic shapes, they're filled in with varying shades of green, blue, purple, yellow, orange, and red. Marchese Traver. Hello, fellow reader. My name is Marchese Traver, and I'm a 32-year-old artist with autism. I've been a native Michigander for the past 5 years and an artist for as long as I can remember. I've experimented with a wide variety of mediums, but I'm most well known for using acrylic, mixed media, and upcycling items that might be found in a landfill. I have a small business, Casey's Creations, and have sold my pieces across Southeast Michigan. I've recently added sewing, embroidery, and quilting as part of Casey's Creations, and I'm honored to share my art pieces with the gift of life. I do not currently have an online shop, but am in the process of creating a website which would showcase my portfolio and online store. If anyone is interested when the website is up and running or would like to discuss me commissioning a quilted piece or small quilt, thank you for reading and to please enjoy the artwork I submitted for the gift of life. Michigan Star, Marchese Traver, Textile, 2026. Image description. The Michigan Star framed quilt piece is a sawtooth star quilt block with an applique of the state of Michigan. The applique is a variation of the Michigan quilt block. Each state has its own quilt block, and instead of copying that design verbatim, I chose to represent the state of Michigan by partially completing the block and cutting it to look like the state of Michigan. I appliqued it on the sawtooth star quilt block and added a border. I chose to use nature-themed fabrics to further represent the beauty of Michigan. Free-spirited, scrappy patchwork, Marchese Traver, Textile, 2026. Image description. The center of the collage has four quilt blocks. The top left and bottom right are the flying geese blocks. The top right and bottom left are the wonky pinwheel blocks with a butterfly patch in the center of each one. The border of the collage has flying geese on the left and right sides, whereas the top and bottom use a strip piece method. Contrasting thread was used to quilt everything together and further emphasize the free-spirited nature of this piece. Diamond Star, Marchese Traver, Textile, 2026. Image description. This quilt block is a variation of the sawtooth star with a diamond or square within a square in the center. The brown fabric is from a skirt I once owned. Each seam is quilted and secured on a tack board. Tommy the Appliqued Cat, Marchese Traver, Textile, 2026. Tommy the Appliqued Cat is inspired by Victorian-era quilts called Crazy Quilts, in which scraps of specialty fabric are stitched with no particular pattern, but beautifully constructed with embroidery over each seam. This modern rendition is a machine embroidered using specialty scraps, some of which are upcycled from previous pieces of clothing or accessories. Appliqued Michigan State, Marchese Traver, Textile, 2026. Image description. This Michigan State quilt block was constructed using a variation of the log cabin quilt block using a hexagon instead of a square center. Each piece of the fabric would be sewn and machine embroidered. The fabric scraps would alternate between light and dark, but the thread used to stitch and embroider would be the same color. A butterfly patch is appliqued to the center of the hexagon.